Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Berta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roberto Pena. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Kurt Maughton. Batting third. The first baseman, Terry Crowley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. May steals second. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Berta reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maughton throws the ball into Grich, who tags Walton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berta scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a pop-up towards short. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Buford moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Buford moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Rettenmund scores. Robinson moves to third. It's Brewers, 2, Orioles, 2. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Peña reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. Peña moves to third. Two outs. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Grich applying the tag. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball four. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-1 in the game. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brabander fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Walton moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Danny Walton. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNurtney bunts towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Snyder. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0 for 1 in the game. Brabander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rettenmund, who is chasing the ball. Harper reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground for an out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berta. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Grich applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair pinch hits for Tom Phoebus. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0 for 2 in the game. Motten hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Leonhardt now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Peña moves to second. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 0-for-2 in the game. Brabander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peña scores. Kubiak moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Rettenmund steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rettenmund moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rettenmund tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Brewers. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Bobby Grich. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Dave Leonhardt. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is walked intentionally. Jim Palmer pinch runs for Boog Powell. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton is 0-for-3 in the game. Maughton takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maughton. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Peña applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing shortstop. Pete Rickard now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Dave May. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bob Burda. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bernie Smith now playing center field. Ted Savage now playing right field. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hendricks is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNerney strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Max Alvis now playing third base. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Motten hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak strikes out. One out. Gus Gill pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.